All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. She's the author of an essential book, and the title is The Essential American, A Patriot's Resource, 25 Documents and Speeches That Every American Should Own. And I'll certainly second that. Ms. Cushman, there's been an awful lot of discussion about how certain elements of the population of this country disparage anything religious. You know, lawsuits to take down crosses and things of that sort. And yet, one thing one sees in these documents and speeches, especially in the earlier ones, is reference after reference after reference to God and or divine providence. And that's no accident, is it?
And even to your point, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, they talk about we find these truths to be self-evident. Okay, they believed it so much that we were endowed by our Creator. So obviously they believed in God. They believed that God gave people rights, and then people loaned those rights to the government. And this is really, I think, at the core of American exceptionalism. It isn't that we Americans as individual people are better people because we're people. So we're people just like anybody else. But the difference is we're founded with a belief that God did give us rights and that God enables us to loan those rights to the government. But the government's not at the top. In most societies, you have governments that are the ones that control the power, that have the power, that determine what rights they give to the people. But in our country, it's the opposite. To your point, we've said directly, we hold these truths to be self-evident. And you see it again and again. You see it in the Northwest Ordinance when they talk about adding land as states, and they talk about how important it is to have education and morality and religion. But the belief was that as a democracy, if you wanted to have a democracy that worked, you had to have a moral base. You had to have the belief that people could work together. And again and again and again, you see throughout all of these documents and speeches that the thread of faith, and that leads to optimism and perseverance.
Yeah, and the greatest contrast you can find, really, is between that which you have just mentioned and the motto of the King of England, you know, God and my right, the divine right of kings. I'm king by divine right, and what I deign to give to you, that's all you get.
Right. And people forget, the Founding Fathers didn't do this accidentally. This was not an accident. This didn't just happen to show up in the Declaration of Independence. They were very thoughtful because they had lived under that rule for a long time. And when they finally declared their independence, they had to really lay out how were they independent, why were they independent, what kind of government should they have, what should it do. And they very clearly set up a government where the people get their rights from God, and then the people loan those rights back to the government. It was very, very different and is still very different. And I think part of the challenge is that for, those of us that obviously weren't here when the country was founded, and we get used to how it is, but we need to remember how it was and how it is for others.
Yes, and just a few moments ago you mentioned something which very recently was disparaged by our current president, and that is American exceptionalism. And he said, Americans have exceptionalism the way the British believe they're exceptional and the French believe they're exceptional. And that's not so. That's not what you're talking about here, is it, Ms. Cushman?
No, it's not. And in fact, Dad and I were both on with Sean Hannity last night, and we were very clear. I think we need to be clear as a country. It's interesting to listen to President Obama and others talk about how we're, to your point, no more exceptional than anybody else. I don't know that it's a desire to be politically correct or to not hurt anyone's feelings, but the reality is we are different. And again, I want to make the distinction, it's not about the individuals. And I think that's maybe what people think initially, oh, these, they think they're better than somebody else. No, that's not it. It's that we understand we have a different government. And I think you really see that. I have several friends, as I'm sure you do, that weren't born Americans but came here.
Mm-hmm.
I have one great friend who whose family escaped from Cuba after his father was literally taken out and shot by Raul Castro, literally, because he wanted free elections. And they fled to Spain. They finally immigrated to the United States. He's now an American citizen. And he understands how different our country is. He understands that America is exceptional. He understands how great we are. And he loves this country. And I think we really have to step back and appreciate what we've been given so we can understand how great it really is.
Yeah, and some of these persons who authored these speeches and documents were not particularly good speakers. Some, however, were extraordinarily good. And I was just wondering how, you know, like, for example, I heard Douglas MacArthur deliver his famous address, you know, Duty, Honor, Country, and just a marvelous speaker. And just wondering how you rate them. Now, we're not talking about the content now, but as speakers, as orators.
That's a great question, and I didn't see that speech, but I have seen several of the speeches, the ones that have been captured on video, you know, I've seen online. So I've seen the Martin Luther King speech, I've seen the Reagan speeches, I've seen MacArthur, but, you know, but obviously we haven't, you know, and I didn't see any of the speeches of the Founding Fathers. Thomas Paine, we can't even find a clear transcript of Patrick Henry's. So I would say the ones that I have seen that are the best are the ones that usually the best of most speeches, and those are the ones that really deliver it with passion and conviction. You know, Reagan's, the speech that he did for Goldwater, is an amazing work, and you could watch it today, and you could replace the figures with the current figures, and it would still be as applicable today as it was then. Reagan clearly had conviction. He knew exactly what he was talking about, and he didn't try to draw niceties. He drew very clear distinctions, and I think that's part of what makes a great speech, is that you're very clear when you communicate and explain it's the this way or that way. Audience isn't left wondering.
Ms. Cushman, you've been particularly generous with your time, and I want to thank you. And I hope that we can look forward sometime in the future to having you on again. And I want to really endorse with all my heart, every home should have the Essential American, a Patriot's Resource. Thank you so much for being with us.